Lord, it's your name that makes the difference. We are gathered tonight, not of him who wills, neither of him that runneth, but of God who shows mercy. Thank you for this meeting. Thank you for its eternal purposes. Lord, I have not come on this platform as a professional preacher. I came as a man depending on you to be a blessing. That you, it will please you to speak to these hearts. Equip these lives. Fuel these lives to advancing your cause in this land. I submit this meeting to you, Holy Spirit, my senior partner. I feel you very strong tonight. Come, let's create a history in the life of these ones. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I permeate the atmosphere with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we give it the believers? Amen. Can we give it the believers? Amen. Just welcome 2-3 people beside you and just take your seat. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate the Lord. It's good to be in this house once again. And I trust God that he will do you good. I didn't hear your amen now. I want to appreciate God's grace on the life of God's servant, Apostle Arome, and the wife. God bless you. I want to appreciate all pastors, all the men of God in the house. The Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. In Jesus' name. The music maker, you make this meeting more easier for me. Thank you. God will bless you. These guys, you are doing a great job. God will sharpen your fingers. In Jesus' name. I don't intend to speak English. And I don't intend to talk too much. If a woman must be relevant, it is not to go to theological schools. The relevancy of a woman is in the information of the woman via the power of the Holy Ghost. So if there is anything I want to do in this first edition of women meeting to bringing God's purpose for this land to a reality, I want to just at least set you on fire tonight. If the fire finds a place on your life, the rest thing will happen by itself. Hallelujah. Now, but hear me and hear me very well. The only favor you will do is to leave your spirit open. I am too confident that tonight there will be a Holy Ghost catastrophe. Things will have to go out for the Holy Ghost to stay. Because the Holy Ghost and that thing cannot stay. So one will have to go, one will have to stay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am proud talking to women. My mother is a woman. Without her, I will not be here. All that my father did was to deposit me in my mother. I'm going somewhere. And he became careless about what happened there. He's not aware of the pain the woman needs to go through. Sometimes when the woman complains out of pain to the man, he looks as if this woman is very lazy. When my mother gave birth to me, she actually gave birth to me on a conference ground. And then while she was sleeping on the sixth night after my birth, she had a dream. She saw two personalities came to her. She described them, and by the description, it's an angel. They say to her, the child you've given birth to that you'll be naming tomorrow, call him Isaiah. He will be a prophet to the nations. Now, there are a lot about my ministry. I just went to the village yesterday to consult my mom. Whenever I'm out of Nigeria, my mom talks to me on phone and tell me, this is what is happening to me, and this is what God is going to do. So, the woman is powerful.
All that my father waits for is the return that comes from wherever I go to. Women, God bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So I will be talking to you passionately. One, the man was not given capacity for delivery. The only one that was given those capacity was the woman. They have the ability to deliver. So if the unforeseen revival must come to a reality, wombs must open. So all I will be doing tonight is to ask the Holy Ghost to get you pregnant. Huh? How many of you want to be pregnant tonight by the Holy Ghost? Not by Isaiah, but by the Holy Ghost. Can you say, Holy Ghost, get me impregnated? Get me impregnated now. Can you say it now? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, I'm going to believe the Holy Ghost, you go get them by fire. Very simple scripture. As we go into action. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. The praying woman. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Le prakoto shali prakoto shali da da dos akaba le dos akaba la pala malaka da shala badu inta kali ala badu shali prakoto shala da da mali prakoto shaka ya da 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 Verse 8, but ye shall receive power after, not before, that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. Both. Permit me to bring that both this way. Both the man and the woman. Hallelujah. Both the man. Chinekeo. Women, are you in this house? In Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria. And on to the uttermost part of the earth. That you are feminine in nature doesn't mean you are feminine spiritually. Hello? That you are called and addressed as feminine naturally does not mean you are like that supernaturally. I want to say to you today, a woman can do far beyond the man. Let me begin by saying, Jesus first got the disciples. They were all men. But without women in his ministry, his ministry would not have come to a reality. One, women stood by him much, much more. Women ministered to him much, much more. Women supported him much, much more. Women were careful to be observant to instruction much, much more. Here, When Jesus died, before he died, he told them, I will rise on the third day. But after Jesus died, even Peter, the apostle, what did he retire to do? He was mourning. And they were trying to think, what is the way out? But there was a woman who had. She may not be a disciple per se at that time, but she had that the Messiah say, I will die 3 days, and on the third day, I shall arise. So while the men were still trying to believe if it was going to be real, very early in the morning, the Bible recorded, a woman called Mary Magdalene and other women rushed out to the tomb of Jesus. I'd like to say to you tonight, women, you are occupying a place in the heart of God. And the program of God cannot be concluded without you. When a woman is not in ministry, the ministry is not good. The Bible said God saw the man and he said it is not good that the man is alone. When it is not good, it is not good. However spiritual the man is. Do you know the implication? It means that women have been given the power to make things good. When they are anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And that is the same secret that the devil realizes. As much as God is after the women, the devil too is after the women. But tonight, by the authority of God on my life, we will silence the assignment of the devil over your life. It is not good that a man is alone. We need you in ministry. Do you know why? You are the one who makes ministry sweet. Men can easily give up, but a woman cannot give up too easily. A woman walked up to Jesus. It was like a prayer. I'm talking about the praying woman. It was like a prayer. And she said, please, master, my daughter has been taken over by sickness. Jesus looked at her and said, leave me. Oh, God, please help me. And Jesus told her bluntly, these breads are not for dogs. Because of the persistency of the woman, she said, yes, my Lord, that is right. But even the dog took graces at the master's table. And Jesus said, I have never seen such faith in Israel. Tonight, if God will allow us to change the heart, I would have given you my heart for a few moments. Do you know why? You will feel something boiling there. It is called the power of the Holy Ghost. I read in the book of Judges, a woman called Deborah. Those days, men were scared. Thank you. Those days, men were scared. Men were afraid to go to the battle. But there was a woman called prophetess. She was a prophetess called Deborah. And the Bible recorded, God had given Israel to her to judge. Shoot up your right hand and say after me, Heavenly Father, the unction that makes a difference in the community, fall on my life tonight. Can I hear a better amen? Sisters, let me come openly. You were not just given to men for marital pleasures alone. Much more to that, you came as a helpmeet. Huh? As what? Helpmeet. Can I put it in a plain language? Help that meets the need. Today there is a need in the kingdom of God. And God is calling back on the help meet to wake up. And you must wake up in Jesus' name. I say you must wake up in Jesus' name. Can I hear you say, I must wake up in Jesus' name? My story is almost coming to an end, though. Because I want us to do small prayer and release the unction. The Bible says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost. The same Holy Ghost that makes a man is the same Holy Ghost that can also make the woman. There was no it was not differentiated in the Bible that it shall come to pass in that day that the Holy Ghost will come upon the man. No. The same anointing that came on the man that make him functionable in the house of God is the same anointing you are carrying. Hear me. If you know what God wants to do with your life, you will not allow yourself to sit down at that comfort zone. There's much more to your life that you know. Hallelujah. 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 The only difference your life will make is the presence of the Holy Ghost on your life. The woman of God called Catherine Kuma, that was the difference. She did exploit that men would not have ordinarily done. Benihim got his anointing from Catherine Kuma. He said, whenever I sit and I hear her, as if it is an atmosphere connected to an electricity. That was an anointing upon the life of a woman. I want to say tonight, if there are willing hearts here, this same anointing that came on Catherine Kuma, that came on Deborah, that came on Esther, that same anointing tonight will come upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass. The Holy Ghost will come upon your life. Excuse me. The weakest man, when you have an encounter with the power of God, you become the strongest man. Listen to me. The spirit of the Holy Ghost that the Bible talks about is also the anointing power of God that works in the life of a man. When the anointing comes upon you, it does not respect your frame, your stethoscope, either a man or a woman. I hear God said, I sought for a man. Hallelujah. In this matter now, God is looking. And when we talk about a man in this sense, I'm not talking about a man like me who is masculine. God is looking for anyone whose spirit will be yielded. Let me say this to you very quickly to help us. God will never do anything here on earth until there is a ready heart. Are you hearing me? God will not come from heaven to do anything in this world until there is a willing heart. Do you know why? God follows his principle. What are his principles? The earth have I given to the sons of men. The heaven is for God. And that is why he said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap, but I found not. Whenever God does not find a ready heart to comply with him, God's agenda can be delayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when there is no ready heart to convey, to walk in line with what God is thinking, God's program will be delayed. Why? He will not break his protocol. Here, he has given us dominion. He has given us authority. So he needs you now to wake up. Let me say this. It might look odd. There are a lot of young ladies out there highly anointed for the devil. Some of them have made you cry because they have made your husband very unfaithful. That is just demonic anointing. I want to ask you a question. Mama, for how long will you continue to cry? Some of you even going to physical combat with your husband That is not the way out. It will make you lose your home. What is the secret? When your knees go before God, everything will stand before you. Do you know why you are complaining too much? It's because you are not given to prayers. Where you should pray, you are talking too much. When I got married to my wife 13 years ago, the first 3-4 years of life, it's really difficult for her. One, she met a man who was like a spirit. Before I married her, I told her, you are getting married to a Fulani man. Will you be able to cope? Say, the Lord will help me. My first journey out with her was the encounter that brought you to our life. Because I married just 1 week later before we came. After that encounter, it has... But today, she came to a point in her lifetime. She made up her mind. Nobody will hear her anywhere. God will help her. Permit me to say this today. My wife wakes me up and says, Daddy, I see this thing happening tomorrow. It's going to happen. I took her through the wilderness. The same wilderness God took me through. For me to get someone like me, I took her through the wilderness. From the wilderness, she has woken up. The reason why you have not been able to find a place for God is like you are too relaxing. You have a lot of comfort zones. This thing we are talking about, this thing that God has shown to Apostle Aaron, they have been praying for over 13 years, cannot be executed by a woman in a comfort zone. Prayer. The praying woman is that woman who knows how to arrest situations. When things are going ugly, say, no. It can't be. She makes a mark. Say, no, calm down. May the Lord give you such ability from this night. I said the Lord give you such ability from this night. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But I'm saying tonight, the only energy, the divine energy you need to matter in God's program is the anointing, the power of the Holy Ghost. That is what gives you the capacity to be a true witness. Let me say this. There is a difference between eloquency and the power of the Holy Ghost. A woman can be eloquent when power is not there. She may even know how to quote the scripture. But the impacts are not there. How do we know a woman who carries the fire? The impact that comes after the fire. While I was in Kogi State so many years ago, a woman ran to me very early in the morning. The husband had moved from the house, joined himself to a widow. She had 2 kids for this man. The man has not been coming home. No longer food for the children. Does not know what is happening to the kids. So the woman was too fed up. She wants to leave the marriage. And I said to her, look at your children. If you leave this home today, you get married tomorrow, you also leave that home. So many years ago, I heard Bob Marley say, and I quote, he said, he who fights and run away will live to fight another day. Every unfinished battle will keep producing battles. And I told her, you don't need to run away. Go into prayer. Tell God whatever you want. And she began to pray. Then one morning the widow tell the man, pack and go back to your house. Leave me, I'm a widow. That was the end of that relationship. Today they are happily married. Complaining will not solve these things. We need to get back to the basis. The place of prayer. Do you know our problem? We women, some of us, were too full of career ambitions. I heard Mrs. Arame said,
when they were asking them, people were saying, I want to work here, I want to be a missionary. And that was the end of the chapter, end of discussion. There's no way people can comment. But in the heart of others, they look at us, foolish woman. With all these qualifications, you got to be a missionary. Where? Some people say, why wasting the years in the university? Why don't you become a missionary from the uncle? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But this is what I want to say to you. At any level you are, if you allow your life to be open to God and you are faithful to God, He will use you to the fullest capacity. Can I hear a good amen? But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come. Any moment from now, I will be asking Him to come. And He will come. He will come. When we stand on our ground as women in church, on our knees in prayers, the church of God will grow. Revival will burst out on every part of the world. When we stand our ground as women who have the power of God in their life, we will see a lot of healing miracles. People will naturally come by convicting power of God to submit their life to Jesus Christ. Hear me today. If there is anything I want to do, I want to do to you like Samson, what he did to those folks. Cut them tail by tail, tie them together and put fire and let them loose. They took the fire into the field and devour. From this meeting, the grace that will come upon your life will devour the camp of the enemy. The revival we are yearning for, I believe in what Apostle Aaron said. If revival must break forth in Nigeria, the two parts of the country where river parted the country together, something needs to happen. An extraordinary force needs to be applied. Women, God has given you the grace. Come and give back. Help me tell your neighbor, come and give birth. God is in need of a child that will affect this part of the nations. Hallelujah. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come. It is the coming of the Holy Ghost that empowers you to be a witness. It is the coming of the Holy Ghost that empowers you in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we ready for an experience tonight? Are we ready for an experience tonight? Jesus said, ask, ye shall receive. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. If you sincerely come in here today, yearning in your heart, Lord, I want to be part of this move, God will not bypass you. God will leave His deposit on your life, and He will empower you to His glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As unlearned as some of the apostles were, like Peter, a staunch fisherman, when the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost came upon him, he was turned into a different person. The anointing turns a man. When the anointing came upon the life of Saul, he was torn again. I want to say to you very quickly, by the encountering of this power of God, as we find a place on the altar of prayer, we are going to see things working with ease. When there are men who pray, things will work with ease. But when there are no prayerful forces, people will complain. Hallelujah. 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 I prayed for a lady. Indonesia, 7 years ago, I was in a meeting called the Friends of the Holy Ghost Convention. The lady came having HIV in her body. She came, told me how she got the AIDS. Told me that the guy who infected her had died. But that if God saved her life, she was ready to be a preacher. I told her, get me a bottle of swan water. She brought it and I raised it. I said, Lord, I send this water into her body as a healing agent. She drank. 3 days later, she went for checkup. She was confirmed negative. She went elsewhere. She was confirmed negative. She went elsewhere. She was confirmed negative. I was going to be in Onitsha for 7 days. Then I said, it is time to keep your promise. But if your promise must be effective, you need a touch. Stand. She stood. Lift up your two hands. Lay hand, O Heavenly Father, the grace to be a healing evangelist. Fall on her. Do you know I'm not going to turn back from preaching this gospel? It is too real. Too real. I just pulled out yesterday. 7 years. After that 7 years. 7 years ago, I've not seen her until just last week. When testimonies were in place, when I saw what she was doing, I just told myself, any opportunity I had to impact anyone, I will do it. Even if it means me dying there, I will do it. The gospel has gone beyond story. Apostle Paul says, the gospel I preach to you, they are not enticing word of man's wisdom, but it's a demonstration of the Holy Ghost and power. The kingdom of God is not just in word, it's in power. Let me say this as we pray, because I want to lead us into prayers. When the anointing of God comes upon our life, as exposition for the scripture come, let's not just leave it at the exposition level. Let's attach power to it. Jesus said, except they see signs, they shall not believe. There are some people who will not believe this gospel until sign is in place. Can we stand up?
Holy Spirit, move me now.
The atmosphere. So if you don't get connected, you will be disconnected.
You want to be that woman whose wombs of prayers need to be opened tonight. You want to be that woman. You want to be that woman who will shake the nations in your time. Can you move towards this altar very quickly? Those of you singing for me, just stand there. Those of you who be singing, just keep standing there. The power of God is going to reach out to you.
Make my life bold again.
fire time now. It's time for fire. Kneeling on this altar, the first prayer point I want you to pray. Heavenly Father, whatever it is that has caged me, whatever it is that is possessing me and limiting me from experiencing the reality of your true being, let it get out of me. Can you go ahead and begin to pray? Go ahead and begin to pray. 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 Whatever is a resistant in my life, be uprooted by the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever is preventing the hand of God on my life, be shattered by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Whatever has kept me bound, whatever has kept me in chains, be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Open that mouth. Open that mouth. Open. Open that mouth. Every resistance to the power of God on my life, be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every obstacle, be uprooted by the blood of Jesus Christ. Come on, pray. Pray. Something is about to happen. The earth around you is about to quake. The power of God is about to thunder over your life. Le parokoto shakadaya. La labado shakada labradados. Le ende begedos si kataratosia. Zika late zekelia. Le prokotos kadina daya. La indabado seketolia. Zili paro kata shakaya ndabadadale. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, prayer number two. It is the last prayer that the fire of God will drop. And I'm saying it, I mean it, the fire of God will drop. Now, listen to me. Second prayer. You're going to tell God, Lord, I yield my life to you. Take over my life. This thing you're talking about, I want to be part of this move. Let the reality of the supernatural be real in my life. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. When you begin to pray, the church of God will have fire. It is not enough to keep coming to church and do nothing. The house of God is not an entertainment ground. It's a house of impact. It's a house of fire. The house of impact. Lord, impact my life tonight. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come. Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost, come. Upon the life of these women. Holy Ghost, come. Let your power be visible.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Stand on your legs.